40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Law enforcement officials have just said they've found the cell phone belonging to the man accused of a mass shooting last night northeast of Houston. He's still on the loose and considered armed and dangerous. More from KHOU-TV's Grace White.
Authorities in Texas say a man armed with an AR-style rifle shot and killed five neighbors, including an eight-year-old child. All of the victims are said to be from Honduras. The San Jacinto County Sheriff says a manhunt for the 38-year-old suspect, Francisco Oropeza, continued.
Just stay in your house, be vigilant, keep your eyes open. If you see anything, say something.
The deadly violence started in the town of Cleveland, about 45 miles north of Houston, before midnight Friday.
The Sunshine State isn't quite that right now. Severe thunderstorm watches and warnings have been up here in Orlando and other parts of Central and North Florida, with more on the way through the night. WFOR-TV meteorologist Casey Sherman says South Florida will get a heavy dose of the same.
Tomorrow's the day they'll be featuring more widespread thunderstorms and the higher threat to see some severe weather. You can see that yellow changes to orange, indicating that level 2 out of 5 risk for most of South Florida.
A day after deadly attacks on Uman. Ukraine's President Zelensky has called Russians who prepared the missile attacks accomplices, terrorists, and murderers who must be punished. Ukrainian officials say at least 23 people were killed. Pope Francis has held his first public event and several official meetings in Hungary. CBS's Anna Matranga has more from Budapest.
Pope Francis had a private meeting with an envoy of the Russian Orthodox Church in Budapest on Saturday. The Vatican said the meeting between the Pope and Metropolitan Hilarion was cordial and lasted 20 minutes. The Russian Orthodox Church has strongly supported the war in Ukraine and provided theological justification for the aggression. Earlier in the day, Francis met with the victims of that aggression, some of the over 2 million Ukrainian refugees who have crossed the border into Hungary. Anna Matranga, CBS News, Budapest.
It's probably safe to say that most of us know Harry Belafonte for this. But the late singer and actor was perhaps more defined by his civil rights activism. Reverend Al Sharpton spoke about it at the National Action Network in Harlem this morning, not far from where Belafonte was born.
I don't know anybody that was the key to Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela and the movements that came behind them.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Again. if I could just hit rewind. Oh, go ahead and ask again this time. I'll tell you what you seem to miss. All this while I was thinking of them, even though you've thought that it was a genuine kiss. Well, testing me if I'd stick around is like asking gravity if you jump, will you hit the ground? All these tests are futile, and so I'm wondering all this time.
Can be for-
never be right. And no matter how she tried, the earth was never satisfied. And it did not matter how hard she played, 'cause the rules of the game changed every day. And I could never wish such self-detriment on anyone. When you revolve around her the way the earth revolves around the sun.
Good. That's Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That is The Martyr. I'm Not Them before that. Rain Stern is, of course, living the good life out in Los Angeles right now, making new music. She does have new music dropping very soon. I'm eagerly waiting for it. I got the notifications on Bandcamp as soon as it drops. It downloads for me, rocker. It's beautiful. That's how dedicated I am. New release, download. New release, download. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure to grab the app and put it on your phone. It's the best thing you could do today. Rocker, we got a cool show still left, but we have some bad news.
Jimmy, I think Leah, Ina, Marie Raku, she's not going to be able to make it in tonight. She was going to be driving in from Wanawak, and it sounds like something's happening up there. So she's not going to be able to make it tonight. So the worst thing that happens is, well, we play local music, right, Jimmy?
Well, maybe this is an opportunity to open up the request line. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to hear a song.
Or a freeform band interview. Maybe your band wants to be interviewed live on the radio. Looks like we've got a little bit of an opening. But tonight, we have Damsel Trash, Emily Mills. She's coming in to talk about the Saturday, May 6th Crystal Corner show with Venus and Furs. That's coming up. And Monty after 7:30. We have Chicago tonight, keyboardist, singer, composer, and founding member Robert Lamb. We're going to talk to him about all kinds of crazy stuff. Madison, how 25 or 25 or 624 was written. The show's coming up. Lots of really good stuff.
It's crazy talking to him, man. I mean, he's such a big rock star, and here we are talking to the guy from Chicago.
A rock and roll Hall of Famer, Jimmy. I mean, that was pretty cool. Devil's Lair, that is going to be postponed. We'll get Leah, Ina, Marie Raku back in the Devil's Lair at a later time. Max and Kevy, 10 p.m., Jimmy.
Looking forward to that. Dude, the light bulb just came on, and I haven't counted the 20. I'm just going to warn you right now, okay?
Uh-oh.
I haven't counted the 20. But your idea of 10, in the 9 o'clock nine, hour, if you're in a band eight, and you've got something big, you got seven, a show to promote or something like that, give us a call.
We'll do it.
It's an open mic interview opportunity for local bands in the 9 o'clock hour. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Rocker, did you do anything for Record Store Day?
I didn't do much for Record Store Day, but I'll tell you who did, and that was my brother Dan out in Waukesha at Vinyl Vault, and they were doing a whole ton of the Taylor Swift albums. He had a ton of those in, and I guess they went like wildfire, Jimmy. I saw a line down the street. I thought it was, you know, like the old days, waiting for concert tickets.
Yeah, dude, Dan had a huge line at Vinyl Vault there in Waukesha. It was pretty cool to see. Strictly Disc here in Madison on Monroe Street had a huge line. I didn't actually buy any vinyl on Record Store Day. Mrs. K completed our Zeppelin vinyl collection by getting Zeppelin 3 and Presents.
Oh,
two
nice.
Fine albums.
Wow.
Love those two albums.
Well, Jimmy, I saw you pick up at Bombastica, you picked up some vinyl.
I got the new Carbellion album, which is really good, Weapons of Choice. And then I want to get to the High Noon tonight and get the new People Brothers album.
Oh.
That's good stuff right there. Mascot Theory, they have an album out. I don't have that yet. We need to get that. Here's something off that album right now, When I Drift Away. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Well, we're not heavy yet. We'll be soon.
might die before I wake. Be my anchor, something I can take.
Mascot Theory, When I Drift Away on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, Civic Media Radio Network. Get that app on your phone. Max Inc. Radio brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. They got that patio opening soon. They got great beer and good food and live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com to get all the details. And by Wykurt Realtors, let us open the door to your future home. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side, or check them out online, wykurt-lakepoint.com. Bar Notes with Terry Barr coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Radio for Pets. Nervous Looks Good on You on Max Inc. Radio.
I've spent the last hour looking for porn stars who look like you. Now I'm long in the shower, the water's one cold. I'm not sure what to do. I'm two bottles in and I'm still drinking more. Whining and dining till my throat is sore. My stomach is filled with squirming things. Drown them all in alcohol till the phone rings.
Sounds like a choir singing your name.
listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, Goods for a Better World. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
Everyone, Terry Barr with your Bar Notes for this week. Here are three quick notes to highlight some of the news and happenings from all across the Wisconsin music scene. Okay, the first note takes us to Wisconsin Rapids and some exciting news from the Civic Media Network of radio stations, which of course is where Max Inc. Radio plays out across the state every weekend. One of the local Civic Media stations, Wis Country, that's WIRI 105.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids, is kicking off a new music show called Trail Tunes with host Seth Habhager. Here's a listen to the promo for the show.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wis Country 105.5.
And again, you can hear it on your local Civic Media radio station, Wis Country WIRI 105.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids. Otherwise, find WIRI on the Civic Media app and enjoy it for free. Note number two, and let's head over to Milwaukee, where One Lime Music Venue owner is trying to support other similar places around the area. Paul Budiak is the owner of Paulie's Pub and Eatery in West Allis. Now, for the cost of two drinks, you can catch a ride at Paulie's most Saturday nights and be driven to other places hosting live music. You'll then end up back at Paulie's by midnight, again, all thanks to this shuttle. Paul is saying, as a musician and bar owner, he's had to rethink his business over the last year or so and is now hosting live bands four or five nights a week. He doesn't charge a cover, and you get that two-drink shuttle that will take you almost anywhere else you'd like to go hear some live music. He says it's working too. You can check out the Paulie's Pub and Eatery shuttle schedule on Facebook. Or why not just go there in person? Again, Paulie's Pub and Eatery on West Greenfield Avenue in West Allis. Way to go, Paulie. And here's a reminder about an event where your support is needed. Coming Together for Kathy. It's a benefit for Kathy Couture. And it's happening at the Eastside Club in Madison on Saturday, May 6th, starting at 1:30. Kathy is a local music lover and supporter of Ladies Rock Camp. Local musician Beth Killey is pulling this all together to help support Kathy's medical expenses as she battles stage 4 cancer. Beth's band, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, will be hosting this very special afternoon. Again, it is happening, a benefit for Kathy Couture. It's at the Eastside Club in Madison, Saturday, May 6th, starting at 1:30. There are your Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr. Thanks for supporting the artists playing all the great notes at all the bars and venues hosting live music across Wisconsin.
That was Bar Notes with Terry Barr. If you have a story that you think we should know about, send us an email at maxincradio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night on the Civic Media Radio Network, local original music from the state of Wisconsin. Damsel Trash is in Madison. They're playing a show with Venus and Furs. We'll tell you all about it and talk with Emily in just a couple of minutes. Right now, some Venus and Furs on Max Inc. Radio. Sync Radio, we are local music. Venus and Furs. Disco is dead. Don't tell VO5, okay? They'll be upset. Hey, be sure to check out the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. You can get all the archives. Rocker's been working hard to get them up. Devil Lair, live in the Devil's Lair's performances busted out, plus Max Inc. Heavy and this very show right here. Check it out right now at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Jimmy Damsel Trash is feminist punk for your face. A two-piece band from Madison has been on the back burner as half the band has moved to New York City, but coming to the Crystal Corner in Madison will be a rare appearance of the beloved punkers featuring Megan Rose and Emily Mills. And Megan is on stage in New York City tonight, but Emily stopped by the Max Inc. Radio studio here to tell us about the upcoming show. Emily, half a Damsel Trash, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
It's great to see you.
Good to be seen.
Emily, the last time you and your bandmate Megan Rose visited our studio, it was for a little Red Wolf reunion show, but this time it's your very loud, very trashy punk band, Damsel Trash. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with Damsel Trash, tell us a little bit about this band. How you and Meg became band besties.
Oh my gosh. So we were in Little Red Wolf initially together, and then at some point decided that we wanted a kind of counterbalance band, because Little Red Wolf is like, I love it. It's very pretty. It's very thoughtful. It's very through composed, lots of harmonies. And then we really wanted to do something where we got to scream a lot. So we needed something to like, as more of that kind of outlet.
Heavy.
And a bunch of friends actually got together and we sat down and we had, it was called Ladies Drinking Club. We got a little saucy and we all sat around and everybody told stories about like dating horror stories and weird things that had happened to them. And Meg and I took notes and we wrote some of the first songs for the band. It's actually where we got the name too, was from a friend who described someone that she had seen on the street as her style looking like damsel trash. And we really liked that. So we took that for our name. And yeah, the rest is history, but it's been a blast. And Meg is basically my musical soulmate. For life.
I can see that. I would imagine anybody that works with Megan Rose is pushed to the limit as far as their creativity and bringing out what's inside of you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's very mutual. She's very collaborative. She's really fun to work with. She's super open to ideas. And thank goodness for her, because, you know, I actually write a lot of the lyrics for Damsel Trash. I'm better at those kinds of lyrics than I am for Little Red Wolf, which are a lot more thoughtful, poetic. But I came up in punk bands. Like, I know how to write punk lyrics. And thankfully, Meg knows how to write really great music, even if it's like very, you know, quote unquote, simple, you know, punk riffs and rock riffs and stuff. But she's the riff master. So it's a good combo.
And then how come you guys are a two piece?
Yep.
So you never took on a bass player, right?
No. We have guests occasionally join us.
Is there a reason? Oh, you do.
Man, I'll tell you what. When you get paid as little as you do as a musician after a show, and you only have to split it between two people, it's pretty great.
Wow. Hey, that's a novel idea.
No, we really like playing together. And there were a couple examples of other bands that had really big, full sounds, even as a two. You think of like the White Stripes. And there's this really great band called Deep Valley that we love. And we're like, let's just do it. And it's going to be easier to schedule, you know, like practices and shows with just two people. And let's see what we can do. And so we just, you know, never felt compelled. We even have a song called Can't Be in Our Band that's sort of about people who are like, hey, I love that song. Bassist? You need a bassist. I want to play in your band. We're like, nah, we don't need it. But we do occasionally have guests come up and like play like electric guitar to add like solos or flesh things out at live shows if they're people we really like. But otherwise, it's like, nope, we're good with two.
You got to be in the A crowd to get on stage with Damsel Trash, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I feel honored. I was on stage with Damsel Trash once. I didn't play. I just introduced you all.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Did they get you to dance, Jimmy?
No. They told me to sit down and shut up.
No. That's not true. We would never do that.
So, you know, Emily, I know you're a journalist, you're an activist, newsy, do all kinds of things. Tell us, who is Emily Mills?
Who am I? these days I'm doing a lot more storytelling and communications for environmental issues and stuff. That's my full-time job. I get to go out in the field and learn from passionate nerds about cool science and environmental work. Nice. And conservation. And I actually got recently certified so I can do prescribed firework, which is very cool. So I get to help set things on fire in a very, like, you know, thoughtful, controlled
fire,
way.
Fire!
Yep, absolutely. My inner Beavis is very happy. So that's a large part of what I do. But yeah, I've been a freelance writer, reporter for a long time. I still do some freelancing for Our Lives, which is the LGBTQ media outlet that still exists in Wisconsin. It's the last one standing.
Oh, boy.
And I do a lot of reporting around, you know, queer and trans issues, which is still very passionate passionate part of my life. Yeah, so that's something I've just done for, gosh, no, decades, which is weird to think about, for various outlets in Madison. And, you know, I love and hate this town, and I want it to be better. So I do whatever I can to help people tell their stories and see if we can make a difference.
You know, the only way to make a difference and to improve is to keep fighting and, you know, disapprove when you see it wrong.
Right,
and
exactly.
Make it right.
Like, I love this place too much to let it be, you know, messing things up. So yeah. Do what I can.
Well, a few years back, Megan Rose left Madison to move to the Big Apple. How do you and Damsel Trash keep it all together? Is there going to be new music coming out in the future?
Yeah.
Like, how do you keep a band together over such a distance?
I mean, thankfully, we've just got such a tight friendship. So we've kind of settled into a routine now where we're probably going to settle into one show in Madison and one show in New York a year. And that's kind of what we're going to shoot for, is this little foreign exchange that we've got going. So we just played a show in Brooklyn earlier this month, and yeah, now we're going to do the one here. So, you know, she comes back to Madison somewhat frequently. I try to get out to New York. And so when we do, we try to get together and jam and just see what comes up. So, like, we've actually got some things in cooking right now, like on the stove, some proto songs that we worked on last time she was out here and we had time to jam. So I'm hoping the goal is the next time we can set a time for her to come out and we can actually record some of those things. One of the great things about Damsel Trash, our like guiding principle, which is so different than other bands that we've been in, is basically if a song takes longer than like an hour or two to write, we scrap it. So I was like, if it's not happening, if it's hard, if it's like not wanting to come out, because like good Damsel Trash songs, just like how we are,
boom,
it's got to just be like, it's there, it is, it's out there, it's good. So that does help with quicker
also
recording
the,
times.
The length of the song, example, Eddie Ate Dynamite, you know, Tim mm-hmm. Buck Sexy, you know, the master of the 12-minute or 12-second song.
I was gonna say 12-minute, that's the 12, whole thing.
Yeah, right, that's the whole album right there, 12 minutes.
A good punk album should be well under, probably about like 30 minutes long at most.
Yeah, if you're 31, you're not punk.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming up on May 6th, Damsel Trash is playing a rare show in Madison at the Crystal Corner, along with Venus and Furs and Monty. First, how excited are you to get back on stage with Megan as Damsel Trash in Madison? And then tell us about those bands you're playing with.
Oh, I'm super stoked. It took some dusting off, like kind of getting the rust out after a long pandemic pause. And also a little out of shape for Damsel Trash drumming, I will say. It's like, it's a workout. So playing the show in Brooklyn was a good test. It's still in there. We still got it. So I love being on stage with Meg. The energy is always just like pure raucous joy. The audiences are always super, super fun. It's like this wonderful combination of like everybody's very respectful of each other at our shows, but like still having a really good time and being, you know, rowdy, which is a great balance. Yeah. So,
and Venus at Furs is great.
Oh, they're so much fun.
They have to be a fun show to play with them.
You know? Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, and they're going to kick it off. We are starting the show. So May 6th, Crystal Corner, we are starting the show at 8 because we are all getting old and we don't want to be out super late anymore.
Did you hear that, Jimmy?
Yeah, I did.
8 o'clock. And Venus and Furs is first, so like don't be late because you don't want to miss them. Yeah, their energy is wonderful. They're always super fun to play. We've always called them kind of our soul sisters as a band here, and we've been friends with them and played shows with them for years. And they've also sort of recently come back from a long pause, so we're really excited to have them opening. And then Monty is actually a band that Meg also plays in, so she's doing double duty that night, which I'm super impressed by. She plays bass. They're out of New York. They're coming out to play this show. And then they're going to Chicago the next day for another show. They are super fun.
Wow.
Queer, like hard punk rock. Really fun, really in your face. It's great.
And where can we find more information about the show at the Crystal on May 6th and your future endeavors? Where can we find you online?
Yeah, I would say follow us mostly on Bandcamp. So it's damseltrash.bandcamp.com. You can check us out on all the social medias as well, Facebook, Instagram. We've got a webpage, damseltrash.com. So lots of places to sign up, follow along, and see what we're going to be up to and where we're going to be.
I wonder if Deb Fields is listening right now. She's like one of your most favorite fans.
She's
I bet she is.
The calendar queen.
Yeah,
The Maxine calendar queen, absolutely.
She's great.
Emily, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing the story about Damsel Trash and Little Red Wolf. That was a great performance in The Devil's Lair, and that archive is up at civicmedia.us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure as always, guys.
Thanks.
This song is on the Damsel Trash tape, right? FOMO?
Oh, no FOMO. So it's our most recent record. You can get it digitally or a CD at the show. We call it the EPP tape, but we'd never actually put it out on cassette. So I feel very like a poser. But yeah, it's the most recent full length that we've put out.
It's a good thing I didn't buy that double cassette player I was looking at today, just so I could play the new Damsel Trash.
Get some of that high speed dubbing action.
Right, right. FOMO is Damsel Trash on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My puppy is snuggled. Lunch for the week, brew some decaf, rewatch Aladdin, take a night nap.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I hear them.
That I'm like this. Cat and Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music. Cat and Hurricane, they're going to be live on King Street. The free summer concert series that happens on King Street in front of the Majestic. On Friday, June 23rd, it's live on Queen Street, though, hosted by Bianca Lynn Breeze, featuring some of the best queens in the area, rocker, and Cat and Hurricane is playing live. That's going to be a fun show.
Oh, that's great. That's, King Street Live.
Yeah.
Great summer festivals here in Madison.
Queen Street Live in this particular day. That's Friday, June 23. Hey, I hope you're all having a great Saturday night. Thanks again to Emily for coming in. Rocker, did you happen to wrap up our conversation about vinyl real quick? Did you get any cool vinyl in the last month or so?
I have not, but I inherited a whole bunch from a grandma.
Okay.
And I've been going through that and finding just some nuggets, Jimmy, and it's a lot of fun. And I go through and play them, you know, just pull out an album and listen to it front to back. Yeah. How often do you do that anymore?
I try to do it once a week, if not more, but my schedule is so hectic. Leona and I, we're going to listen to an album tonight. So,
well, I like those little stands that you have now. They sell in the store so that you can prop your album up and take a photo and post it on Facebook. Like, this is what album I'm listening to.
Can I have two turntables here in the studio at Civic Media
with a microphone?
We can have a vinyl night. That would be so sweet. I did that over at WSEO. It was really fun. All right, hey, stick around. We got a double dip of Eddie Berth. Plus, we'll have a show announcement that he's involved with that's coming up next. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.